Hello, and welcome to another Naxos Classical Spotlight podcast, and my last podcast for a while about the music of Beethoven. I know I've talked a lot about Beethoven this year, but Beethoven wrote a lot of amazing music, so there's a lot to talk about. And Naxos came out with a terrific 90-album collection of his music that includes just about every note he wrote. In this podcast, I want to talk a bit about his chamber music. And like so many other areas, Beethoven wrote a lot of it, much of which is fantastic. The music that opened this podcast is from the opening movement of his Archduke Trio for violin, cello, and piano. And here's a bit more. That was a bit of Beethoven's Archduke Trio with the Zirion Trio. In 1799, Beethoven sketched out a septet in E-flat major. It was first performed in 1800 and then published in 1802. This piece, for clarinet, bassoon, horn, violin, viola, cello, and double bass, proved to be one of his most popular pieces. So popular, in fact, that Beethoven eventually made his own arrangement of it for clarinet, cello, and piano, perhaps so people could play it even if they couldn't get all seven musicians together. From this septet, here is the beginning of the elegant slow movement based on a series of variations. Music from Beethoven's Septet in E-flat major. Beethoven wrote 10 violin sonatas over the course of about 14 years, beginning in 1798. He composed his final sonata in 1812 and dedicated it to the Archduke Rudolf of Austria. The Archduke studied both piano and composition with Beethoven and was the pianist in the first performance. and to judge by the piano part, he must have been a fine pianist. In this performance, the violinist is Takeko Nishizaki with pianist Yeno Yando. Music from Beethoven's Violin Sonata No. 10. Beethoven's string quartets are one of his greatest contributions to chamber music and to music in general. He wrote 16 of them over 25 years. Over the course of these quartets, he changed and challenged what people thought was even possible with four stringed instruments. His first six quartets were published in 1800 and really come out of the music world of Haydn and Mozart, though with Beethoven's stamp on the music. From his very first quartet in F major, here's a bit of the gorgeous slow movement.
Thank you.
That was music from Beethoven's very first string quartet. By the time he finished writing quartets, Beethoven had created a different universe, one of unimaginable intensity and drama. In 1825, he wrote his Große Fuge, or Big Fugue, for string quartet. In fact, it's one movement that contains two fugues. Critics at the first performance in 1826 hated it. They called it incomprehensible and a confusion like the Tower of Babel. This isn't surprising because none of them had ever heard music anything like it. The complexity and intensity were overwhelming and still are if you hear a really good performance of it. Many years later, composer Igor Stravinsky said it is an absolutely contemporary piece of music that will be contemporary forever. And violinist Arnold Steinhardt of the Guarneri String Quartet, who played the piece many times, said it is Armageddon, the chaos out of which life itself evolved. Both are great descriptions, but only hint at the power of this piece. Here is how the Große Fuge begins. That was just a bit of Beethoven's Große Fuge with the Kodály Quartet. Beethoven also wrote five cello sonatas. He wrote his cello sonata number 3 in A major in 1808, the same year that he wrote both his fifth and sixth symphonies and his choral fantasy for choir and orchestra. Here is the beginning of the sunny last movement of that sonata with cellist Maria Kliegel and pianist Nina Tichman. Thank you. have been listening to a podcast introduction to the chamber music of Ludwig van Beethoven. This podcast is necessarily the briefest of introductions to a world of riches worth exploring. All of the music in this podcast is included in a giant Beethoven box from Naxos, 90 albums with over 100 hours of music, catalog number 8.500250. To go out, here's a bit of Beethoven's Octet in E-flat major for wind instruments, with pairs of clarinets, oboes, bassoons, and horns. I'm Raymond Bechet. Thanks for joining me. So long for now.